Today on the Travel Guys,
or anybody else for that matter,
yes.
In the travel news, we tell you why booking a flight on Allegiant Airlines is just a bit riskier than on most other carriers, and you won't believe what the most canceled West Coast airline route is around Thanksgiving. A hint, it involves our very own airport.
At 3:20, we have some hotel hints to make you a smarter traveler, including what to do when your reservation isn't in order when you arrive and how you can avoid being scammed by a fake online travel agency.
At 3:35, it's contest time. Been a while since we've had an on-air contest. If you know your tourism attractions by state, you might have a shot at a $100 dining card. We'll give details on how you can call in and play later on this hour.
The Travel Guys have lost a friend. Robert George Allen, noted Las Vegas ghost hunter, entertainer, and entrepreneur, passed away last Saturday. At 3:50, we have a tribute to Robert, certainly a great friend of the Travel Guys.
It's a little past 3 o'clock, and we're very grateful you are spending all or part of the next hour with the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations, our sponsor to my left. I'm Tom Romano, and thank you for taking some time out of your day to spend some time with us.
Who are you?
I am Tom
you
Romano.
You said who I was.
Tom Romano. Thomas Lorenzo Angelo De Stefano Romano, to be complete.
To be complete? I see. How did you get all those names?
Well, it's
Italian family, huh?
Right, it's a short story. Here it goes. When I first went to work in Sacramento, the PD I was working for, Johnny Hyde, said, what name are you going to use? I said, Tom Romano. He says, do something to it. Make it longer, shorter, make it memorable. Week later, when I came back, I says, John, I come up with something. Said, what is it? Thomas Lorenzo Angelo De Stefano Romano. He says, great idea. I want you to have a contest first day. See, at the end of the day, day two, see if anybody can remember your name. Kind of like Rumpelstiltskin. And we gave away prizes for a week. And to this day, I still run across people that go, I remember you, Thomas Angelo Romano something, right? The guy with five names.
Johnny Hyde.
Yep.
A blast from the Sacramento radio past. There,
yeah, Johnny.
I'll tell you what.
He is. He lives up in Paradise, which is actually just above Placerville. It's not really the town of Paradise, but it's like Paradise if you go to visit John. And he's doing well. For all of you John Hyde fans, he's hanging in there.
Well, that's good to hear. That is good to hear. So how are things in Sacramento? I spent a good part of the week roaming around in Nevada on a ghost town tour.
Well, we've done well. We've done well. The sun has come out, and anxiously awaited your arrival to return. By the way, if you go to travelguysradio.com, you can follow along with the show. And I see front and center on the show is... John is Mark with Robert George Allen, who we're going to salute later on in the program. I know we lost a really good friend and someone who has been a guest on this show a few times.
Yeah.
So I know that had to have been made it a little little difficult for your trip there as you were taking people on the ghost tour.
It was. Robert was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Stage 4 on Wednesday, and he passed away on Saturday. And so obviously he was sick and had been sick before the diagnosis, and I don't know a lot of the details except that he was a really good guy. And we're going to talk a little bit about him later on in the show and do a little tribute to our ghost hunter friend. We had a great trip through Nevada. We went to Rhyolite and Gold Point. There's this old guy up at Gold Point. His name is Herb. I don't even know Herb's last name.
What does Herb do?
Herb runs Gold Point, basically.
Okay.
He and his partner, not partner as in a couple, but partner as in just business partner.
Right.
Walt up there. They've been just fixing up, doodling around. They've created kind of a bed and breakfast by fixing up these old buildings, and you wouldn't know that they were inhabitable from the outside, but they apparently are. And he used to be a regional manager for McDonald's right in this area, and he got out there and got the bug, and we had a man in Goldfield who walked us through the graveyard, and the graveyard in Goldfield has no landscaping. I mean, it's just on a dirt area, mm-hmm. rocky dirt area. And this is an old mining boot, you know, boot camp, boot hill kind of thing. And he walked us through there, and he had fixed up some of the graves, like some of the military graves and stuff. He had done some things to give them a little prominence. And he knew the stories of the people and how fascinating. And then we went up to Belmont where they're working, the 12 people in town are working to restore an old courthouse that still remains there from the days when the town was, you know, the county seat. And then we stayed in the Mitzpah Hotel in Tonopah, of course, which is haunted. And God, we had a really, really, really good time. We went to Bodie, which is the ghost town in California that's being preserved in a state of arrested decay, something that I certainly wish I could pull off myself. really fascinating, and traveled with some really, really nice people. And so we did go ghost hunting. We had to go without Robert because our ghost hunter wasn't with us. But we had a very successful trip, and it was a lot of fun. I can't say enough about how much of a hoot it is to go talking to ghosts and going through these old buildings and looking at things and the pictures of how things used to be and stuff. It's one of my, you know, everybody who travels has their thing that they like, and that's the off the beaten track thing is what I like.
Well, you know, if for some reason you have to drift away from your radio during the travel guys and you say, well, gee, what segment could I don't want to miss? You definitely want to be here for the last 10 minutes of the show, okay? Could change your life. All right, we are the Travel Guys, and one of the first things we do at the top of each Travel Guys radio show is the travel news. And with that being said, Mark, you got some good stuff on our friends at Allegiance. So,
sure, as soon as I get Huey Lewis and his gang out of the way here. All right, in the whining and complaining department, American Airlines pilots saying that their contract is falling behind their peers. They want to reopen their contract talks. They have found that there are six major airlines in the country, and that apparently their contract is the sixth best. And so the man who is the head of Dan Carey, who's the head of American Airlines pilots union, says, well, we don't want to be sixth best.
Yeah, that's like the worst.
Even though our contract runs until 2020 and is not supposed to reopen until 2019, we want to reopen it now. So like I said, in the whining and complaining department, there is American Airlines pilots. Hyatt's Gold Passport program is going to be overhauled. We mentioned this last week, but now some folks who have gotten a peek at what the new Gold Passport program is going to have, some of their comments. Sorry, but who the heck is excited about this? I'm sure as heck I'm not, and no one in my circle of friends are either. I'm worried, disappointed, disturbed, distressed, nonplussed, and dismayed. But no, not excited. Another one, the changes I can mostly live with, although they hurt me personally, but I can't get over how bad the names are for the program. So anyway, if you're a Hyatt Gold Passport program, if you're a Hyatt guest who stays a lot at Hyatt's, they are revising their frequent guest program. You will find out more about it in March. But in the meantime, people who have had to look at it, and no one, look at it this way, Tom. No one has ever revised one of these things in favor of the consumer. It's always revised, and it always has a very flowery...
You got to make the consumer think for sure that it's definitely been crafted in your favor, but not always the case. Like never the case.
Bereavement fare as an airline used to be that when someone passed away, or you had somebody who was really sick, they were on their deathbed, you could go to an airline, there was a special fare that was available to you. Those are really, United and American have stopped offering them entirely. Delta still kind of sort of has them, but this is the deal. If you get in a situation where you need a bereavement fare, a very last minute airline ticket, don't just go to one airline and say, oh my goodness. Go do a fare search. Go to Kayak or some other fare searchable thing, or just check out the major airline websites, because frequently you will find one flight at an odd time of the day or something like that just isn't selling well that day. And the airline says, well, you know, if we drop the fare on this a couple $100, we'll sell these seats because everybody who needs a last minute ticket will go on this flight. So if you are in that position of needing a bereavement fare or any last minute airline ticket, do a little shopping. It used to be that all the fares were very high at the last minute. That isn't always the case anymore. Okay, Tom alluded to it. I mentioned it in the headlines at the top of the hour. We have a story here about Allegiant Airlines. Allegiant Air, we talk about them from time to time on this program. They do not currently fly out of the Sacramento airport. They currently fly out of the Stockton airport. They serve Phoenix, San Diego, and Las Vegas. on a schedule that runs on a variety of days and times from Stockton. And so this story is mostly for the people who live, for KFBK listeners who live in the Stockton area, or someone who knows somebody who takes these trips. This is based on a story that was done in the Tampa Bay Times. Know that one of Allegiant's hubs is the St. Petersburg Clearwater Airport, which is just across the bay from Tampa. So these guys are basically, this is one of their hometown airlines. And this title of their story is Breakdown at 30,000 Feet. And the bottom line is that Allegiant Airlines planes are four times more likely to have a mid-air problem while you're in the air than any other air carrier. Allegiant has 86 airplanes, Tom. 42 of them broke down in mid-flight at least once last year.
Wow.
15 were forced to land by failing engines, 9 by overheating tail compartments, 6 by smoke or the smell of something burning. 18 times key parts such as engines, sensors, and electronics failed once in flight. Get this, got checked out, and then failed again, causing another unexpected landing immediately thereafter. Allegiant flies mostly McDonnell Douglas MD-80s, which is an aging model retired by all but two other U.S. carriers. Delta and American still fly some of those. Allegiant's MD-80s fail twice as often as those operated by American, and three times as often as those flown by Delta.
Here again, before we went on the air, I asked the question, and I promised I'd bring it up to you during the program briefly, is with all of the failures and the stats that is in this article, why hasn't the FAA grounded these people?
Amid the increased scrutiny, the FAA in April launched a three-month review of Allegiant's maintenance, training, and operations programs. The agency found problems with Allegiant's maintenance paperwork, including a failure to report a mid-flight engine shutdown within a required time frame, but the FAA said nothing it discovered was severe enough to require a fine or other serious enforcement action. So what these guys at the Tampa Bay Times have done, and we've contacted them in hopes of perhaps getting one of them on the air with us here to talk about this next week, but what they're just doing is pointing out the fact that these guys are an accident waiting to happen. Now, in Allegiant's, in fairness, Allegiant is upgrading their fleet, and some of the older planes are going away, and they're going to be replaced by newer planes. But this is not going to happen till the end of 2019. And so in the meantime, these planes are still flying, and they are breaking down and failing. We're not talking, you know, when you're sitting at the gate and the pilot comes on, Tom, and he says, folks, I have some bad news for you here. You know, we've been sitting here for 15 minutes. You probably wondered what's going on. Well, we've got a little bit of a maintenance issue here, and we've called maintenance. They're coming down to take a look at it.
I'm okay with that when it happens on the ground.
You're like, oh, man, what a bummer, you know.
Yeah, but still.
But you're sitting there. You can get off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You've got access to restrooms and things of that sort. When you get to 30,000 feet and something goes wrong, there's a big bang or smoke starts coming through the cabin or something like that. I will encourage people who are listening who doubt any of this or the seriousness of any of this to go to travelguysradio.com. You can see the article there. The whole thing is there. There are comments. These guys did. This is a terrific job of investigative reporting. And they really bring this to light. And all I can say is good for them. And the other thing I would say is if you're thinking about getting on an Allegiant air flight in Stockton, you need to read this article first, and that is your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys. Again, as Mark pointed out, that article, as well as all of what we talk about, can be found at travelguysradio.com. Coming up in about 3.5 minutes, we're going to make you a smarter traveler when it comes to
checking into a hotel.
Yes, and fake online travel agencies. That's next on the Travel Guys. You know, Lord, I was born a rambling man.
Yeah.
My wife put an end to that. By the way, I gotta do a shout out. Happy birthday, my beautiful wife Stephanie, best friend, partner for life. It's her birthday today.
Ah.
So I'm not, I know she's probably busy with other things.
Probably not listening, because the last time you took the trouble to mention her on the radio.
You know, if you're a friend of hers on Facebook, you tell her that I mentioned it on the air. It'll earn me some
points. We're going to have a contest in about 10 minutes.
Pay close attention to this, ladies and gentlemen.
You're going to have to call in and identify top places to visit in each state, top tourist attractions, top. Some of them are natural, some of them are not, and there's only one in each state, and we can't tell you too much more than that.
Okay, and be listening at the end of this segment. We'll go over one more time.
But there's a $100 Ruth Chris card, and don't call now. We'll tell you when to call, but it'll be after the news. We're going to have a contest.
Okay.
All righty. Mark, you mentioned that we need to talk baseball.
The World Series ended last week.
It did.
We are baseball fans.
Yes, it has.
Doesn't matter. This is a travel program. It's
travel and baseball.
Baseball is over until...
Travel and entertainment and baseball.
Until February, late February. Baseball is just over. I mean, there'll be awards next week and stuff like
Andrew's
that.
Andrew's still wearing Giants stuff. I got my Giants hat.
I didn't. My Giants stuff is in mourning for a month.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw this little... This is a cute thing. This young lady named Kayla Adams. She's a sophomore in a criminal justice class at Trinity Christian College in Palos Heights, Illinois. She wanted to go to the Cubs World Series parade.
Uh-huh.
And she was afraid
that
her professor wouldn't let
5
her.
5 million.
So she sent him a short email. Hi, professor, I won't be in class tomorrow because I'm going to the Cubs parade. Kayla. His response. Kayla, I think what you meant to say, as a criminal justice student, you are very interested in seeing how police handle large crowds. For this reason, you have decided to get firsthand research seeing the Chicago police work with a large crowd. I think it's very commendable that you are so dedicated to criminal justice that you are spending your time and money to do this important research. Please be safe, Dr. Connolly.
That's great.
So I just say that Dr. Connolly is the coolest professor ever, period.
Yeah, right.
For writing that back. I hope Kayla enjoyed the parade. Last year there were 15 million victims of online hotel scams, Tom. We talk about people using online travel agencies, something I highly, highly, highly discourage people from doing.
What is the mode of crime?
Well, what happens is, you've got hotels.com and booking.com and expedia.com and tripadvisor.com, and who knows that there's not a youbookithere.com.
Let me guess. The thing is, you show up and it's not what you expect. It's not the room. It may not even be the hotel that
they don't even know who you are.
Oh boy.
Because you have given your information, including your credit card information and all that stuff, to somebody who is not in the hotel room booking business. They just set up a fake website for the purpose of acquiring people's information, and now they've been able to, and now you're one of the people who has been scammed. You get to the hotel, of course, you've got a confirmation number and all those things, and the hotel says, that's not a confirmation number from any agency that we do business with. And suddenly you find yourself, what if you get to, I understand around town here, the downtown hotels in Sacramento have seen a huge surge in business since the arena opened a few days ago, a week or so ago.
Right.
Because everybody wants to see it. And people are staying a day later, they're altering their travel plans and stuff, and the hotel business is seeing a short-term boost here in town. So imagine that you're from another state, you're from Reno, and so you book online and you come down to see a Kings game or an event at the arena, and you find out when you get here that you booked through a fake online travel agency, and there is no record of what you paid for. Not only is your money gone, but more importantly, your personal information is gone. So be extremely careful when you're booking through a third-party agency. And if it's not something that you recognize and that you're familiar with, then I strongly suggest that you move along, because more often than not, I travel a lot. I check into hotels a lot. I check lots of people into hotels, groups of people. I'm frequently doing business with the front desk. I can't tell you how many times we see people at the front desk of hotels trying to get something fixed that can't be fixed. And the reason it can't be fixed is because it was booked through a third-party online agency. I hear that line frequently repeated to consumers. I can't do anything for you because you booked this through a third-party agency. Or worse yet, you booked it through a third-party agency who booked it through somebody else. And everybody is so removed from this that you're screwed when you get there. So it's a bad thing now, on booking through an online agency.
I do have a temp though. If you have booked through an online agency, you know, a 100 hotel to Vegas thing, and you tell them where you want to stay, and they book you. I want to be downtown. I want to be in Old Vegas or whatever. Mm-hmm. What you can do, you say, well, I'm not. You know, I want to make sure that this is legit. Call the hotel that has booked the stay for you, or that you're booked in, and ask them if you are registered.
Excellent.
Do you
advice.
Have my name, and am I on your books? And if they say, no, we don't have any idea
if
who you are.
If it seems too good to be true, that is one phone call. It might save you a lot of aggravation.
If you've already booked it and you want to back it up, that's what I suggest.
Okay, quickly. We mentioned in the headlines that there was a West Coast flight city pair that was most canceled around Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It involves Sacramento. Those of you who have taken the Puddle Jumper to San Francisco on United Airlines will not be surprised to hear that around Thanksgiving, for the last 3 years, average, the most often canceled flight on the entire West Coast is between Sacramento and San Francisco. It gets canceled a full 8%. That means one time out of 12, it doesn't even go. That doesn't count the times it goes late. Anyway, so be careful of those commuter puddle jumpers around holiday periods, especially in the winter. If the weather goes bad in San Francisco, you're the first ones to get canceled. We're going to have a contest right after the news. So you can call 921-1530 or 800-834-1530 and get on the line right now. You'll have a chance to win a $100 Ruth Chris gift card. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Every Sunday, 3 to 4, follow us at TravelGuysRadio.com, podcast at TravelGuysRadio.com.
I'm so glad you remember who we are all the time.
Yes, thank you.
Because
if I don't know anything else, at least I know that.
At least you know who you are.
Yeah.
It's your wife's birthday today.
It is. Happy birthday, Stephanie. I know you're not listening, but...
But that's okay.
Perhaps a stranger will stop you on the street and tell you.
Say your husband said happy birthday to you on the radio, and she'll say, huh, not married. No, at you. We're going to have a contest here for a few minutes. We're going to have some fun, and we have some contestants already on the line, but we have a couple lines open. If you would like to play at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530, here's how it works. We have a list of one thing. Excuse me.
Excuse you.
One thing that you're supposed to use the cough button, but you know I'm not that sophisticated.
When you push it, it makes that coughing sound. That's what happened there.
Is that
you
what
push,
it is?
You push the cough button. Don't push that.
You're just crazy. We have a list that has been compiled by who I won't tell you, but of the one tourist attraction that you should visit in every U.S. state. So each contestant will have a minute to name as many of the states and the attractions as you can get right. If you get it wrong, we'll tell you. So if you said California, Catalina Island, and that wasn't on the list, we would tell you that was wrong. So you have a minute to get as many right as you can.
You get a second guess if I say California.
Sure, you can guess as many as you want until you get it right.
But can you get multiple guesses on the same state?
Sure.
Okay.
Until you get it right.
Okay.
And the winner of the $100 Ruth Chris gift card at the end of this will be the person who has named the most unique attractions.
Got it.
So if you name, you don't worry about naming ones that somebody already named, because those won't help you.
60 seconds.
60
Hold on
seconds.
A second here. I'm
you have
my,
the trusty
trusty timer
travel button. Guys timer there.
It almost stand by. Oop, that's, I'll have
abacus,
it ready. Move on. I'll
1920
get it.
Stopwatch.
While you're setting it up here,
the
Will.
Sands of time.
There we go.
Boring through the hourglass.
Right there. It's ready
All
to
right.
go.
Andy has got our contestants lined up here. And I see there is still a line open at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530 if you want to play whatever this contest is called.
The Biggie Contest.
The Biggie Contest. Here with the Travel Guys, let's take our first contestant, Kim in Rancho Cordova. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome to the Travel Guys. Kim, you now have a chance to prove to everyone who's listening out there how smart you are when it comes to knowing the one place you should visit in each state. Now, as soon as the clock starts, you have 60 seconds to name as many as you can, and we will tell you every time you get one right or wrong. You got it?
So I need to to stay a state, and then what the...
A state, and what the one thing to see or do in that state is. And if you get it right, we will tell you, and if you get it wrong, we will tell you.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you a 3, 2, 1, and go. All righty, here we go in 3, 2, 1, go.
South Dakota, Mount Rushmore.
South Dakota, Mount Rushmore. That is correct.
Florida, Disney World?
Nope, not correct.
Nevada, Las Vegas?
Nevada, Las Vegas. Where's Nevada on our list here?
Yes.
Should we give her that
well,
one?
Well, yeah, I would.
Okay, the Las Vegas Strip, technically.
That's what you meant.
Keep going.
Okay, New York, Times Square?
New York, Times Square.
It's 30 seconds.
No, that's not it.
Want to try New York again?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank there.
Okay, move on.
Oh, no. Texas, the Alamo?
Texas, the Alamo. No, not what's on this list, but you got the right city.
The Riverwalk?
You got it. That's it. That's three.
3 seconds left.
One more guess, quickly.
Washington, the Space Needle.
Washington State, the Space Needle. No, sorry. Kim got three. All right, Kim, stay on the line now. Andy will put Kim back on hold, and we will go to our next contestant. Kim got three right. She got Mount Rushmore. She got Las Vegas, the Strip, technically, and the San Antonio Riverwalk. So those three you cannot name. Yes, sir.
Okay, that was my question. Yes. If they've already been named, you cannot
repeat
them.
Don't name those.
Them.
So okay. You can go for any other state. You have 60 seconds. You have to beat. The number to beat is 3. Lance in Rockland. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lance. Do you understand where we're going here?
Yeah.
Any questions?
No.
All righty then. Stand by in 3, 2, 1, go.
California, the Golden Gate.
Nope.
Disneyland.
Nope.
Yosemite.
Correct. That's one, Lance.
New York. Did I ever say that?
No.
New York, Niagara Falls.
No.
Arizona, Grand Canyon.
Arizona, the Grand Canyon, correct.
Oregon, Crater Lake.
Wow, very good. Crater Lake, that's correct. That's 3.
30 seconds.
Washington, Mount Rainier.
That's 4.
Hawaii, Pearl Harbor.
Where's Hawaii? Nope, that's not correct.
Waikiki Beach.
Waikiki Beach. Nope, not correct.
Volcanoes.
No, still not correct. Oh, wait. Volcanoes National Park. Yes, Lance, that's correct for Hawaii. I got 5 so far. How much time we got left?
Last guess.
Utah Lake City and Mormon Temple.
The Mormon Temple in Utah. Nope, not correct. So, Lance, stay on the phone there. Kim, you can hang up if you wish, because Lance has knocked you out of the running. Lance has 5. So we will move on to our next contestant. Remember, you can't name a state that's already been named. So we've got 8 of them that have already been picked out there. We have 42 of them left, plus Washington, D.C. is on this list, too. So if you want to make a guess there. Eddie in Roseville is our next contestant. Eddie, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hello.
Hey, you understand what's going on here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right, Tom's going to count you down, and then you'll have a minute to name as many states and the top thing to see or do there as you can. 5 is the number to beat.
All right, Eddie. Here we go in 3, 2, 1, go.
Washington, D.C., Washington Monument?
No, but close.
Capitol Building? The Memorial?
I'll give you that because it's the National Mall, and you named 3 things on the mall, so I'll give you that one.
All right. Has New York been taken already?
No.
I didn't hear that one.
Nope.
The Empire State Building?
Nope.
Statue of Liberty?
Nope.
World Trade Center?
Nope.
Niagara Falls?
Nope.
30 seconds.
Let's see. And New Mexico, Albuquerque, the Bloom Festival?
No, good call, but that's not the one these folks picked in New Mexico.
Utah, Joshua Tree, or the Arches? Arch?
Utah, no, you're on the right track, but not Arches.
One last guess.
Okay. Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake?
Nope, not correct. Sorry there, Eddie. Just one. So let's move on. Lance is still our reigning champion here. Let's see. We got time for one or two more. 921-1530, 800-834-1530 if you want to get on the line to play. There's a $100 Ruth Chris gift card. You've got to name the top place to visit or the top attraction to see in each state in the country, and you have to not name ones that have already been named. Lance got five. Jen in Sacramento is our next contestant. Hi, Jen. Welcome to the Travel Guys. Hello, Jen.
Is that G-I-N?
It's J-E-N.
Oh.
Let's give Jen.
Jen, are you there?
Are you talking to me?
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Certainly
there
are.
You go.
There you go, Jen. So do you understand what we're doing?
My name is Kim.
Okay, Kim. Okay.
Kim, okay. We got
That's
the
all right.
Our apologies.
That's
Kim.
Why you weren't answering us. Okay, Kim. So do you understand what we're doing?
Not really, because I had to turn the radio down.
Okay. Good. Okay, you got the radio turned down.
Okay.
All right, Mark,
you're
will explain.
Tom's going to give you 60 seconds in just a minute. You have to name the top tourist attraction or place to visit in each state in the union. You don't get credit for ones that have already been named. We've got eight that have been named correctly. But if you need to name, five is the number to beat. You have a minute. Name the state and the one thing to see or do that's on our list. You ready?
Okay.
Hang on just a second. Tom's going to count you down. Here we go.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Colorado Red Rock.
Nope.
Theater.
Nope.
Arkansas Hot Springs National Park.
Yep, that's one.
Arizona Grand Canyon.
Already named.
Alaska Denali National Park and Preservation.
That's correct.
Connecticut Lewis Lunch.
Nope.
California Alcatraz.
California was Yosemite, already named.
Delaware Dogfish Head Brewery.
Nope.
How about Glacier National Park?
Glacier National Park. And what state would you like for that to be in?
That one would be in, let's see, Glacier National, Montana.
That's correct. And that is the Montana one.
5 seconds.
Yellowstone.
And a state?
That one is in Wyoming.
Wyoming, correct. And Kim, that time's up. Kim had four, so Lance is still our winner. Let's take one more contestant. Thank you for playing, Kim. Carla in Sacramento. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Well, hi. Are you ready? I have all five of them. Ready?
You have
okay. All right. Uh-oh. Now, you do know the ones that...
Wait. Now, Carla, let's make sure you know what we're doing here. Where you have to name all the ones that have not been named, okay?
Yep, I think I have them.
Okay, all right.
We're gonna need six to beat Lance.
You got to beat six to beat Lance. Tom, give her a 3, 2, 1. This is our last contestant, Carla. Go for it.
All right, here we go, Carla. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Space Needle in Seattle.
No, Mount Rainier National Park was already named for Washington.
Okay. What other ones? Moab, Utah.
No, not correct.
Oh, no, now we're going to lose. Empire State Building, New York City.
No, not what we're looking for.
Sears Tower in Chicago.
Sears Tower in Chicago. No, close, but not there.
Okay, one more. Everglades, Florida.
Everglades in Florida. No, not correct there either.
20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, see, this is kind of a subjective list, so it's not, yeah.
Oh, I know. I thought I had them.
Yeah.
I guess the other caller's going
to
win.
All right. Thank you, Carla, for playing. All right. Lance in Rockland is our winner. Let's see, Tom, if we can go run through some of the other ones here real quickly. In Florida, it was the Florida Keys was what they were looking for. This is from One Thing You Should Do in Every U.S. State. It's put out by Smarter Travel. And let's see what were some of the other ones. Rocky Mountain National Park was Colorado. Mystic Seaport in Connecticut. In Hawaii, it was Rainbow Falls.
Utah, Zion National Park. Zion, we
yeah, they were all around it. Magnificent Mile in Illinois, which she said Sears Tower, which was close.
Central Park, New York.
Central Park, exactly. Of course, it's a subjective list,
it
you
is.
Know. Field of Dreams in Iowa. Anyway, Lance in Rockland named five. So he is our winner today. Lance, hang on there on the line. Andy will get your information from you. And you are the winner in the, what did you call that? The really big contest.
The biggie contest.
The biggie contest.
With the travel guys. And Mark, you should have them post these next week so that those that played along, you know, won't go.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Because it'll make them crazy if they don't get a chance to see the
full list. It's not on the line online this week, but we'll post it so you can see it next week. And also next week, we're going to have a contest with prizes, and we're going to ask your opinion. Who gets control of the armrests on the plane? Who decides whether the window shade goes up or down? And other questions that are relevant to our travel times next week on the Travel Guys. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to remember a really good friend of the program on the Travel Guys.
You can travel by road, you can fly by
Bob Dylan. No, Marcus Mio.
Marcus Mio.
Reminds me of Bob Dylan.
I like this song. I just think it's really cool.
And available at TravelGuysRadio.com.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah, I know. We could sit here and listen to the
yeah,
whole thing,
could,
but we won't.
Wouldn't be good radio.
We are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And at the top of the show, we were talking about Mark's recent trip to Las Vegas and his Vegas ghost hunting trips. Robert George Allen was a friend of the Travel Guys. We met him a couple of years ago, in fact. And when Mark ran across this particular little excursion and has turned into, you know, somebody that was really very much a skeptic into, I would say, more of a very much of a believer, in my opinion.
And this man was a really, really, you know, sometimes, Tom, you meet people in the course of life and you just say, you know, that's a really good person. And just immediately you just feel like that, whether it's in business or it's, you know, a personal relationship or whatever it is. And that's what I felt with this guy. I've met a lot of people in the tourism industry. This is, we pulled up cut mm-hmm. from our first interview with Robert when he was on the air that I'd like to play now. And let me set this up for you. We had been talking about people's pet peeves in when they were traveling, and we had made him wait on the phone for about 8 or 10 minutes while we finished this segment before him, and then we went to talk to our ghost hunter Robert George Allen. And this bit will tell you a little bit I think about him, but remember that we were talking about pet travel peeves when the interview started. Thank you so much for your patience, sir, and for hanging on and listening to all of our
can I get my pet peeve in?
Absolutely.
Go for it, Robert.
You get on an airplane going from Phoenix to Las Vegas.
Okay.
And they tell you that your seat cushion can be used as a flotation device. I said, where are we going to land? In a well?
Robert, you used to be an entertainer in Vegas, perhaps. Were you a comedian?
I was the comedian for the Follies Bergère for many years and also for Splash and 28 major Las Vegas production shows back when we had live comedians in all of the shows.
So, Robert, how does a comedian become a ghost hunter?
My question.
Well, I've been a ghost hunter since I was a kid because I started seeing ghosts at a young age. So it was always something I did. I just never did it as a profession.
You started now, Robert, you didn't bring this up the other day when we were talking. You started seeing ghosts at a young age.
Yeah, when I was about 7 or 8 years old, my cousin lived down the street from me. I came from an Italian family, and so Italian families all live on the same block, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go over to his house for the weekend, and he had a bedroom with two twin beds, and I would spend the weekend there. And this elderly gentleman with white hair would sit on the end of the bed and talk to me. Well, I'd go home and tell my mom that, and she'd say, no, you must have been dreaming because, you know, there's your cousin and his sister and your aunt and uncle, and they were in their 30s at that time. So she says, there's nobody like that there. Well, a couple more times I came back and said, I talked to this man, and she said, what does he say to you? Well, when I told her, she said, well, that's impossible. That's your Uncle Tony. He died 5 years before you were born. And coincidentally, that used to be his bedroom before my aunt, his sister, took over the apartment. So it started at a young age, and I was able to see him, and he told me things, and I realized at that point, you know, I could see them. And by the time I was 14, I'd seen several others. So I started going to the local library and buying all these, or not buying, but taking out books on paranormal investigation and ghosts, and became quite interested in it. And then in 1964, I went on the road to be a musician, and I played with many of the Dick Clark type shows, Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis and people like that. But wherever we would go, first thing I'd do is hit the Chamber of Commerce and say, do you have any haunted houses, places that are haunted? And of course, I'd go off with my dowsing rods, and the guys in the band started calling me spooky. They said, you know, we're looking for girls, he's looking for ghosts. So.
That's great, though.
So it was always a hobby, you know, and yeah, it's something I found interesting. So when I stopped performing in 2004, I decided to start the Haunted Vegas Tour, which is a tour that takes you to various haunted locations in Las Vegas, and we actually go ghost hunting and give you the equipment and let you try to see if you can communicate.
Robert George Allen, as Mark mentioned earlier, Robert, let's see, he passed away on Saturday morning?
Saturday, yeah.
And you were there with...
We went ghost hunting on Sunday.
And so you went ghost hunting on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it was a question that I had to ask, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners would, if have the opportunity, would ask you as well. Based on what we know about Robert, mm-hmm, and his connection with ghosts...
Mm-hmm.
You're ghost hunting on Sunday.
Yep.
You had to have taken a moment to see my might be hanging around.
Understand, you use these meters that measure energy. So without going into a long explanation. And so you talk to the meter. If the mm-hmm meter blinks, it's this sign that there might be a spiritual presence.
Okay.
That there's
kind of
energy.
Kind of a yes.
Energy presence.
Okay.
So then you start asking binary questions. Yes, no questions. You ask it, or if you're a male spirit, if you're a male, blink. And if the spirit will cause the energy to make the box blink. If the box doesn't blink, then you say, are you a woman? Are you a child? And see if the box blinks. So you ask binary questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out in the desert, and I ask this.
Where were you?
In the desert, in the middle of the desert, in okay Good Springs,
okay,
outside the
Good
Pioneer
Springs
Saloon.
All right.
So I ask the box, you know, it says a spirit comes up, and I say, is this a male spirit? It blinks, yes. And so then I asked it, did you work here in Good Springs? And the box blinks, yes. I said, were you a bartender? No, box doesn't blink. Were you a cowboy? Box doesn't blink. Were you a miner? Box doesn't blink. I said, but you worked here in Good Springs. Box blinks. I said, did you work here in Good Springs recently? Box blinks. I said, Robert George Allen, is this you? Box blinks.
Well, there you go.
So I don't know if you believe in those things or not, but it made me feel a lot better because I felt like my friend might have been there.
Yeah, that gives me those little goosebumps.
Those little goosebumps? Yeah.
Get.
Well, to Robert George Allen, really good man. We will miss you tremendously. The tourism industry and the people in Las Vegas, you were involved in a lot of things. And most of all, the sports leisure travelers who won't get to meet you will miss you because they won't have that experience. So farewell, my friend. Rest in peace.
The Travel Guys can be followed at travelguysradio.com. Next week, 3:00, we'll have that biggie contest again. And the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele, Jake Shimumukru, will be here to join us live, sort of live, on the radio.
You just never know what you're going to run into on the Travel Guys. We'll see you next Sunday at 3:00. Have a good week, Tom.